我觉得你那也没人对就得你那个叫你的来送药的话我可能那天你都晓得门的上几节广播特别了各种方面升级人了早上没故意人那样红布染针生油他们几人呢几外几这个成绩了红布他们几人呢几外几这个成绩了买了上街头个人人几人呢几这个切割 我觉得等级级也没几万几年过过日子但我不认为用了几年呢本来就感觉跟我的几年几年没了差不多我在格里跟我的几年就直接去读几了是吧听着我跟他们一个他们了我跟他们一个从来没上的自己立即了上几万几万了人不记得为的这些就得自己立即了上几万几有的听着个人们什么上就有的
Now, we're saying that there is actually, we're talking about the speed of how quickly will one attain the state of enlightenment by relying on these practices. And again, here we can make the distinction between the trainees according to their capacities. And it is said, although we say that in the Highest Yoga Tantra you can do it within one lifetime, it doesn't mean that everyone will do it in one lifetime. So it says that those, let's say the slowest, for the slowest practitioners, it will take about 16 lifetimes. For those of middling capacities, they can do it, let's say, at half that time, around 7 or 8 lifetimes. And finally, it says for the sharpest, those, the supreme trainees, these are the ones that are going to do it in one lifetime. And examples of that is the great Milarepa, as well as the Mahasiddha Chödorje, that they attain the state of completion within this, you know, they started the practice in this particular lifetime, and within the boundaries of that lifetime, they attain the state of completion and they reach the state of enlightenment.
我觉得你这原本印度你这里出来的就就我这边的儿子家，本来就不干了，不把他做嘛，这还忙不着。你就只有在那就我那没过那么大，但你再就立起了，上街吧有啊，二十一岁，这样对呢，就我这边的儿子去，再就了上街吧有啊，二十一岁，立起了上街吧有啊，嘛二十一岁，现在个小家就上有啊的。 对了，用伯伯开始个，我在就的满清白人家的，再就立起了上街吧，有啊的生意讲话的，像西个学了不跟去啊，都是我在就嘛，还讲过嘛，搞的是个一万多文件的送话的，对我的让人个有啊的，再就了上街吧的，就一定要嘛都是最认真自己的最认得点当的，立地即没个啊的，顶着个过年再就了上街吧，有啊的。
Actually, when we talk about reaching enlightenment in one lifetime, although we translate it like this in English, in Tibetan it is said reaching enlightenment in one life, in one body. So there is this anecdote that when the great master Atisha was in Tibet, some of the students asked him the question, is enlightenment possible in one body and one life? And to that, the great master Atisha said, it is possible to have it in one life, but it's not possible to have it in one body. And the Tibetans were slightly disappointed, and they thought, oh, you know, after all, this master Atisha, you know, doesn't really know well the answer on that question, because everybody agrees that it is possible to have it in one life, one body. That would be the correct answer. But actually, the great Lord Atisha had it correct, because when we talk about reaching enlightenment, let's look at, you know, these two parts, right? One is to reach enlightenment in one life, and the other one is to reach enlightenment in one body. When we look at those practitioners who have attained the siddhi of prolonging their lives for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, and at the end of the path, you know, they complete the path in this way, and they reach enlightenment in this way, you can say that they have reached enlightenment in one life. So you can tick this one. off, right? But when we talk about reaching enlightenment in one body, as one progresses along the path, one will come at the stage of completion where one will establish the illusory body. If you establish illusory body in this life, then you will become enlightened in that particular life. But the illusory body is a very subtle body. And this subtle body actually separates from the gross body. So it's not anymore that you have one body, but actually you create a subtle body that separates from the gross one. So it's not happening in one body, it's happening in two bodies. So enlightenment is possible in one life, but not in one body. Right, so we have a little bit of time for questions and answers now.
When we're talking about looking and smiling and so forth, you were using the word meditative deity. Is that what knowledge woman means, and is a point being made that the concept is not an actual person?
Alright, so the question was, we talked about the bringing into the path different types of bliss, such as looking, smiling, holding hands and so forth, and I use the term that you do that by focusing on the meditated deity, and in the text we have this term, the knowledge woman. So your question was that,
is that what knowledge woman means?
So, yeah, so the question is, does knowledge woman actually indicates that it is a meditated, an imagined concert rather than an actual one? Rinpoche la di nga ronso di chak lam tu kerewa ki kab la ta nga ronso rikma la tuene, gombe rikma la tuene nga ronso di chak di kereyo res, ta chakwa di lam tu kereyo res. Rikma seria di tuenta kare resa, di kerete legya ma yimba gombe hlamo yimba di tuenda diru es rikma seria di
ta di laba mari karisi go ji dinra la re da rikma dra ba shen ji len ji ngo ji phonya sam se ne da shen ji jin khan ru ma o ji da di han ji jin khan ru ma o ji da dinra go ji rikma dra ba shen da ji song yu ba ru ba li ja ma se ji di mi ten jin go mo mo rong ga ban da ji de yong ji zhu ga go dinra yong se go ri di dinra ji la mu zo jang di ma yin bo ji yi xi ji xiao jia ma se ji dang xiao jia qin mo se ya de su ji gong bo la mu di gong bo nong wo la mu di la ma ji ta ba na go ba ji di ang ma zo yin na ta ba na go ba lo jiang zang gu di ba xin ni ba o ji da ji di gong ma yin na yi jia la tian se du go Gumbu Lamo Tinajimara Gumni, Tedon Yambridge, Divalam, the Shiniva Tindala, that Yishiji suggested to Tombany Top Ishiga Ranjan Jango, Tindaji and Namur Gumna, or that Tindaji last on him. Tindaji Don Tini, Ruma said to Tombany Top Ishiga Ranjan Jander, Maratino, or Jugeta, Tindagungu Yuari Mato, Murangavanda, Tindago, Rangavachi Yena, Tindagum Urtino, Gungu Yamarua.
When we talk about the different types of concerts or the different types, of seals, we know that they say that they are born from mantra, born from place, or simultaneously born, or miraculously born. And so we know that we have different types of concerts. Now, when we talk about the action concert, the action concert is the one which is an actual person, a physical person, someone who has been born. Of course, it could be a manifestation, an emanation of a higher being, but the action seal is the physical concert. Now, if you're not relying on an action seal, you're relying on a being which is called the meditated seal, right? And we use the term seal of primordial awareness, or we can use the term the great seal, right? So the seal of primordial awareness and the great seal are meditated concerts. They are not beings in flesh and blood. And we use this particular term, primordial awareness, in order to indicate that we're actually meditating on emptiness. The primordial awareness, comprehending emptiness, is involved in that. And as for the term So when you're doing the practices on the three lower tantras, you would be bringing into the path desire generated through looking, smiling, or holding hands with a meditated concert, right? An imagined concert, not an actual one. Now, as for the term, so the word primordial awareness, meditated knowledge, the primordial awareness and meditated are the words that describe the fact that she's a visualized, not an actual one. Now, as for the term knowledge woman, which is Rigma in Tibetan, again, is a term that brings our attention into emptiness. It is, this person is not an ordinary person, should not be an ordinary person. At any time, meditation on emptiness should be involved in that, and therefore the term knowledge referring to emptiness. Now, another example of that, you know that we talk about the Prajnaparamita texts, and this class of texts are described as the mother, like the female one, because again, it is that we say that this comprehension of emptiness becomes the mother, is the female aspect, is the